This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Came in today, said, John, we had a triple header of hoops last night. What was the headline? And you didn't take the easy answer and say the Wolverines, who had a big win against Purdue.
That was fun. That was great, especially in the Jansen house since I have a Boilermaker. So there was some, and I think Lucy figured out the trash talking that followed the butt whooping that Michigan took down at West Lafayette was returned, and I don't think she liked the return trash talk.
Michigan didn't play their best. They gutted it out, and they picked up a signature win. They're in first place, sole possession in the Big Ten. You didn't take the easy answer by hyping up your Wolverines. You also didn't take the troll answer and made fun of MSU. You really, I've noticed this, you're really buying into what the Pistons are doing.
They last night doubled up their win total from last year. They are a team that is going to be in the postseason play. And I really believe at this point that they are not just a play-in tournament team. They are going to have a position in the postseason, a locked-in position, whether it's the 6th seed, the 5th seed. I'm not going to go much higher than that. But right now they're sitting at the 6th seed, and they have the opportunity to increase the buffer that they have, especially since they're playing Chicago again tonight. But you watch the development of this team, and it does two things. It encourages you and it excites you about what you're seeing this year. It also makes you so mad at what happened last year and what has gone on for a number of years, because Malik Beasley set a franchise record for three-pointers made in a season. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the NBA right now, is what, being able to shoot three-pointers.
It's a critical part of winning.
And this has been an evolution over the last 8 to 10 years, but especially over the last 5 or 6. If you shoot the three, you're going to be in some games. You're going to win some games. If you don't, you're going to end up with 14 wins.
Yeah, the last regime was asleep at the wheel. I don't know what they were thinking. There was never enough floor spacing. They never tried to complete the roster. Trajan Langdon came in, and he probably thinks he has a lot more work to do, but in a short amount of time, they've doubled their win total. They absolutely feel like a playoff, not just a play-in team. They've given Cade support. John, it's everything we've asked for. I think when Ivy went down, people thought, boy, they're not going to have a number two. I think in a good way, they still don't, because a bunch of guys have stepped up to make a case to be their second best player. Asar Thompson, Jalen Duren, Malik Beasley. They've flourished. So we wonder if, like, this fan base, which has been dormant for so long, are you guys starting to kind of wake up now? Are you getting excited, and what are your expectations for this team? We'll throw the number out. We want to talk Pistons with you guys after they dropped a bomb on the Bulls last night. They were up 42 at the half. See ya. That game was over.
It was, and I expect much of the same tonight. Just pick up right where you left off, and you know, there was some load management that happened last night, not at the beginning of the game, but in the fourth quarter, where no starter had to play in the fourth quarter.
Kick your feet up. Life's good.
And enjoy the moment. And here's the reason I say the Pistons as well, is because of the leap that they've taken from last year. You could say the same thing about really both Michigan and Michigan State. They're so much better than they were last year. The expectations are now higher for both programs, but I think the stakes are higher for NBA teams There's more games. I'm more interested in what they're doing, but you can't deny the environments that we saw both college programs play in last night. College atmosphere is second to none.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the Big Ten.
Look, I'm not going to be mad at you if you want to call in and talk about the college hoops, too. I just know what the Pistons are doing is worth paying attention to right now. And I said, and I know it's not saying much, it's the best Pistons team in 15 years. Plus. I mean, they've only won 40 games or more twice in that time, and this team's pacing to win 43. Hell, the way they're playing, maybe win 44 or 45. I mean, and it's with upside. Some of the teams that had just kind of eked in and gotten swept, it was, all right, Blake on a bionic knee. Right? It was teams that didn't have much upside. This feels like the start. This is the upward arrow moving forward for this basketball team.
Right, and because it is the continued development and stardom of Cade Cunningham. You got a superstar in the making. You have at least an all-star this year. But it's also, who does he bring along with him? And what does JB do to develop the young talent of Asar Thompson, Ron Holland II, Jalen Duren? And how does he, you know, how does he fit in some veteran players? This year, it's Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr., and Malik Beasley. Next year, we're hoping it's still Malik Beasley.
Yeah.
But there might be some other characters, cast of characters that are intertwined in here, but you're starting to add to a roster that is a winning roster that is going to be in the postseason. How far they go this year, I think everything is going to be gravy once they get in, and we have no idea, but then it sets the expectation and the table for what this Pistons team could do in the offseason and be in the years to come.
This is how it's supposed to work. We've seen it with the Lions, and we've seen it even recently with the Tigers. Young team, start to support them, breakthrough, get in, and then you open up a bunch of possibilities, right? We're talking about the Lions adding a missing piece and the Tigers, and we'll get to this Bregman saga. I know there's some fatigue, but you open up a conversation where you can get even better in the offseason. You make the playoffs with Cade Cunningham, and the conversation is going to be, you've got your own first round picks now. You can canvas the league and start looking for a Robin, keep the shooting, keep the vets, keep these young guys developing. Ron Holland, to me, he's a guy who, he's not arrived. I don't think he'll arrive at any point this season, but you're seeing little signs, like the light bulb. It's going off for him. He's a pest on defense. I see the vision with him and Asar, where one of them's on the floor at all times when this team's at their peak, and they are just going to be a menace on the ball. And if either of them can shoot reliably, you could play them both together. But the point is, I think there's more of a cohesive team forming. Malik Beasley said last night it's the tightest group of guys he's been a part of in the NBA, and he's bounced around and been on some good teams.
So I think we've answered the question, and I think a lot of Pistons fans, now that the football season is over and we've all switched over, we talked about it yesterday, what are you going to watch last night? There were three games on. It was Michigan, Michigan State, and the Pistons. And all of the games were fun, exciting, disappointment for Spartan fans, disappointment for Tom Izzo, but we are excited about the programs, certainly yep. excited about the Pistons. What are your expectations moving forward for the Pistons?
I expect them, and we asked Trajan Langdon that, and he said, yeah, the team's absolutely expected to make the playoffs. Avoid the play-in. I think that's a fair bar to set for this team right now. Expect to get that sixth spot to where you don't have to go in the play-in and you get a true series in the postseason. And depending on who they play, like if it's the Knicks, they've actually played the Knicks pretty well this season. How about win a playoff game? Something they haven't done since 2008 or 9. Definitely 8, maybe 9. Yeah, 2009. Win a playoff game, avoid the play-in. I think those are reasonable goals right now.
Yeah, and so right now as it stands, Cleveland is the bell of the ball with 43 wins. Boston at 38. I'm just talking about the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And New York has 35 wins. Then you're starting to talk about the Pacers, the Bucks, the Pistons, you know, the Heat, which I think the Heat are going to continue to fall off, especially after the Jimmy Butler trade. Yep. The Atlanta Hawks. But the Pacers are a 29-win team. The Pistons are a 28-win team. Milwaukee, a 28-win team. So, yeah, they are sitting in the sixth spot right now with the opportunity to not just increase the buffer between 6 and 7, which is the cut line for the play-in tournament, but to increase it to possibly be a 5 spot or dare I say, a 4 spot?
I think we're getting a little carried away with that.
Like, if people aren't tuning in and watching, you are missing a team that's growing. You're missing your alpha star growing before our eyes. It looks like he is following that Stafford path we kind of talked about where he's injured his first couple years, but now you can see why they took him number one overall. And they're just, for me, they're fun to watch. Like, I I think people who haven't given them a chance need to give them a chance and just watch. I think you'd be pretty proud of the way this team plays. They're efforting every night, something you don't always see in the NBA, and I think that's been something I've heard from Detroit fans not liking about the NBA. So not only are they entertaining to watch, they're doing it the right way. Last night, they annihilated the Bulls. They were up 101-52 at one point. I'll say this. I think their ceiling, like, I'd be disappointed if they actually fall to the play-in round at this point. I think they should get at least the sixth. And I think that they could take the Knicks to six or seven games.
I think so too.
If they match up with Milwaukee, they'll probably get run in five. Because Milwaukee has matched up good with them this year.
Pistons 2-1 against the Knicks. It's way too early, but those are the teams that would play if the season ended today.
They would give New York fits, I think.
Ticket Texter says, and I think this is such a great text, and I think people may be in this same spot. I haven't watched the Pistons regularly in 15 years. I jumped in when they played Dallas a couple weeks ago, and I've been watching every game since.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, there's a lot of people that are jumping in right now. And whether it's football season being over or it's just the excitement about the Pistons being a team that's simply above 500, we're not talking about a huge bar or a high bar.
No, we're not.
All right, so we get two types of response when we bring up the Pistons. And by the way, one last night, two games above 500.
It's not excitement?
Some is. That's the first type of text we get.
Good.
This one says, hurry up and talk Pistons so the eight fans can hear about their team. And another one says, NBA basketball's boring. College and Red Wings only. Eddie in a car says, I'm not paying for the FanDuel subscription. Gores needs to pull an Ishbia. Make it free.
I think that's a big thing going on with people saying, oh, they're starting to win. Oh, they're two games above 500. But I'm not paying to watch Pistons basketball. If you didn't do it for the Tigers, I mean, and you're just a general Detroit sports fan, you're not doing it for the Pistons. You have to be a hardcore NBA
guy. But aren't they getting to be worth it at this point?
Well, that's what we'll have to judge and see. I mean, we're throwing it out there. We're throwing a fishing line out there to see if people are paying attention.
So last night you had to pay for a subscription to watch any of the three games that were going on.
Yeah. Peacock is, for the college games.
Yeah. I mean, that's a joke, you know. There was a play last night. I don't know if you guys saw it. They almost turned the ball over on an over and back. And Malik Beasley absolutely threw his body over the half court line to save the ball. And the Pistons end up converting it to points. Like, that's the kind of thing that they're doing. That's the kind of basketball that Detroit Pistons fans or fans in general want.
We say we want.
So they're playing the brand that they're starting to, at least. The foundation is there for what you would like to watch my whole life.
Yeah, look, if you were tuned out on the Pistons last year or the last 10 years, you didn't miss anything. I don't think, you know, you'd feel really bad about that.
Tom, are you willing to say the G word?
G word?
Grit.
Oh. There is a little of it. They have talked about admiring what the Lions organization has done. They did it before the season. A little hard work. They have veterans. They brought in these veterans who are fighting hard, kind of showing these guys the ropes. Jim is dead on about Haaland. I see the flash. I'm actually surprised he's playing this year, to be honest with you.
Sure.
For what I knew and heard about him when he got drafted.
Very raw.
I mean, people were making Ken Haaland? I mean, jokes. You know, it's like... Yeah. I would say that I'm not telling you to buy a subscription. I'm not going to tell you how to spend
your money. Yeah.
But go to YouTube and watch last night's highlights.
See if there's something there.
I've watched like three of their games in the last like 10 days, very close. And I'm entertained.
But John, it's more of these texts. Wow, they doubled their record from last year. Wasn't that like a record setting loss? What an accomplishment. The NBA's trash. I think the point is they've doubled it and there's still a lot of basketball left. I think the point is they're going to have one of their best seasons in a long time, and it's largely all young players who are going to be here for a while.
So take away some of the numbers. Let's just talk about the worst team in basketball last year to a playoff team, not just a play-in tournament, but a playoff team this year.
Hello.
The turnaround in and of itself has been dramatic.
And we've been begging the Wings to flip the script. I know it takes a lot longer in hockey. We've been waiting forever. The Tigers finally broke through, and I thought that was a lot of fun. And we got the Pistons doing it, too.
Look at big picture. Sometimes it's easier to, like, okay, go back to the beginning of the year. If I'd have told you that the Detroit Pistons would have passed their over-under win total in Vegas before the All-Star break, you would have said, Tom Milliken, you need to go and get some help.
Sure.
Right?
Well, we say that sometimes.
I know. Anyway. I need help. I even say it sometimes. But look, whatever. I mean, if people, it's going to take people a while to buy in, so be it. I'll say this right now. The odds are, I think, somewhat significantly higher that the Detroit Pistons will be playing playoff games at LCA April in the D before the Red Wings.
Now, you knew where I was going with this. If you're not in now, we'll talk to you in April.
They've got a 6-game buffer from where they are right now to being out of the playoffs. So they are... I'm not going to say they're comfortable because we saw the Wings last year with a 9-point lead waste that away. Things can happen. Guys can get hurt. They can go in slumps. I just don't expect that from this Pistons team.
So this is, I want to get this call in here because Justin, you have a story about signing up for this stuff. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, you guys on the radio, I've been listening just for a couple years. And you guys, I think you guys do such a great job, whether the listeners all want to hear about the sports that aren't great or whatever. Y'all got me all in last year. So I listened because of the Lions. But then through the off season, I listened to you guys. And you're talking about all the young kids on the Tigers. And then I signed up for the year of Bally's. It's like $190 for the whole year. So I watched a ton of Tigers games last year. No regrets. It was a fun ride. So then with the new general manager, the new head coach on the Pistons, I was like, man, maybe it's time to get back into basketball. Because I haven't watched the Pistons since they were good back in, what, 5-6? No regrets this year. I've probably only missed 10 games maybe of the Pistons, and I love it. Jim, I love you giving love to Ron Holland because he looks special. Like, he might become something. It's really fun to watch him, Asar. It's been a great journey watching the young, the team, the changes that JB's done, it's been awesome. And I attribute it to you guys listening to you talk about it on the radio. I thought, wow, I got to see what they're talking about. You know, so I have
We feel we should be bringing them up. Season. You know, I think that's part of it, Justin, candidly. Like, we feel like we should be talking about this team, even if maybe everybody's not quite there yet. We feel like they are deserving of the airtime.
Well, there is excitement. Obviously, it was a bummer the way the Lions season ended, but they were a postseason team. There was a lot of excitement going into the offseason. The Tigers, with what they did last year, this could be the first year in our lifetimes, in most people's lifetimes, in fact, in anybody's lifetime, that all four teams make the postseason.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.